thank you. We appreciate you this moment. We honor you because we have conquered by the blood. I said we have conquered by the blood. We are saved by the blood. We are healed by the blood. I said we are lifted to higher heights by the blood. We are leaping to the realm of glory by the blood. We are advancing by the blood. I said we are advancing by the blood. We are multiplying by the blood. We are lifted to honor by the blood. We are advancing by the blood. In the name of Jesus, we are taken over by the blood. I said we are promoted by the blood. I said we are honored by the blood. Father, we thank you today. Blessed be your name. The blood makes a way for us. Thank you, Father. Through the blood, we are distinguished today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in his presence. Hallelujah. Welcome your neighbor by your left and the right. I say you are leaping into higher realm. Come on, sir. You are leaping into a realm of glory. Come on, tell your neighbor. One or two, three. If the person is not there, just tell the person. If he's not smiling, he's not happy, tell the person, say, you are leaping into the realms of glory. After today, another level. Another glory realm. Come on, another realm. You will be operating from different level. Can I hear a better amen? You have the word. God came through for me. I hear that word. God came through for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My friend, your present position does not determine your future position. I say it again. Your present position does not what? Determine or define your future position. Did you hear what our daughters of ours pray? He said, I got a salary times three. That means 100%. That is 300% increase. My friend, I tap into that your testimony. You know, any testimony, I tap into it. You guys are thinking like that. Did you see? I don't think you had that testimony. She was going for the interview. She showed me. I said to return to discussion. Amen. Have you ever seen this one? Somebody determining the interview, which I'm not a panel. Respect. But I think you guys want to set my boundary today. Because you know I move too much, so they are putting my boundary. Praise God. Praise God. Now, listen to me. It takes to operate from a different level. For somebody going for an interview, she has prepared, she has done her best. You are not a member of the panel, but you are telling the panel it will be discussion. You think that is sin? You think it's a simple thing? And she went, it was discussion. You are not understanding me. You have been preparing and not sleeping. For 24 hours, some of you, when there is an interview, you don't even sleep. And somebody is telling you that this interview is different. Am I communicating? I am sure if you ask my daughter, there are so many interviews she goes like this. After she finished the interview, they say, we'll call you back. Okay, am I communicating to somebody? They will just ask stupid questions, useless questions. Amen. But this time, God was involved. Her case was different. I declare for you, because God is involved in your case, it's going to be different. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen. Who is going to be the next testifier of 300 increase? I am number one. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. Get to me, I don't understand what God is doing. Case was there. She cried out unto God. I said, what do you want, my sister? Said, Daddy, I don't want any issue. I want to retain my job. I want to be in my position. I said, okay, fine, no problem. As you go, the angel of God is going before you. Because I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. But there's a judge in heaven. There is an invisible judge. I said, there is an invisible judge who rules on the affairs of mankind. And God went through for her. And she came and retained her job. And those who were standing against her, they had a repercussion. Gentlemen, you don't understand what is green. One of our daughters 2 weeks ago, I don't know if she's here. She was testifying. She wrote the exam once. She passed. She did not pass. She went for a second one again. She did not pass. She was crying and said, "Daddy, nothing works for me." I'm sure she said, "Nothing works. I've come attended the interview. I mean, exam I wrote is only me. They are saying I fail, I fail." After I prayed with her, it was on Friday. I said, "Come to church on Friday and see me." Thank God, because at least I have a little office, even though Anglican doesn't give me. It's no more coffee time. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for pastors in Doha. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Please respect us. Even though we don't have office, they don't give us office. 10 minutes prayer, we are doing for you. It's working miracles. Come on, I thought I'll clap a glorious amen. There are people that work 24 hours office, but nothing works for them. But for us, God has been giving us. I'm telling you, an undaunted miracles that cannot be defined. She cried, and I told her, "Don't forget about it." Amen. You know, I'm telling you the truth. The same people that said she failed the exam said she passed. Don't ask me how God did it. Go and ask God. Praise the Lord. Go and ask who? God. How he did it. That is how God does his work. I wish you understand. She was crying. I said, "God, appear for this lady." And the same people said, "Okay, you are passed." Who went in? Angel has gone ahead. How? Who added the marks? I don't know. Go and ask God. Who added the marks? Praise God. Am I speaking to someone in the house? Today, there's a miracle for someone. Your amen is not louder like I'm talking about. I said, there's a miracle for someone today. Can I hear the loudest amen? There is a miracle for someone. There is miracles for someone. I get excited when I talk like this. Because I know there are testimonies here already. Today, we know. It will be the last day you ever hear that nothing works for you. From today, things begin to work for you. Not only for you, for your family. In the name of Jesus. A young man was in this church. He came. He had the word like this. He had the word like this. One of the rescue hours, he took our time. He took our testimony. I don't want to mention his name. He took our time. He said, "There was an abandoned project by my father. But when I came to this church, under 6 months, even I never knew I had nothing. But under 6 months, I finished the project. An abandoned project, but he had the word." Am I communicating? You say his wife also got 2 international jobs. Am I correct? On NGO job. And she was just making choice. Am I communicating? The young man tell me that he was telling us, "See, I'm an employee, but I became what? An employer." Inside employee in this church. You guys have not even had testimony. You are just coming looking like, "Oh God, help me, please. Let me stop there. Boundaries. So, boundary. Let me behave today. Let me, I can move. Thank you." What I'm talking, I'm telling you that outstanding testimony. He's an employee, but he gave a suggestion to the management. And the management accepted his suggestion. He now not become an employee, he also become an employer. It means there are some things that he does. The government, the management said, "This is your percentage." So it's not dependent on salary. It's, come on, I don't understand. You guys, who told you it cannot happen in Doha? Stop defining yourself with your slow mentality. It is time to rise beyond where you are today. And the young man said, "I don't think I have received." He gave us a wonderful Thanksgiving that day. And he promised to send us money for PESA account. And then the money has been sent to PESA account. Did you receive anything? Yeah. That no need to mention them. Now, what is this? I want to keep the name secret. He's the only young man after that. He sent money to PESA account. Dickness, after that, some of you have never even welcomed, or the PESA account will not say, "Welcome, brother. Welcome, sister." Stingy. It's yourself, not Damien. This work will continue. I told God that this room I'm in now, I will not hear that I owe Anglican anymore. Your amen not sounding like a amorous. I want to be a church where Anglican will not come near and say, "I'm owing them." That is that is a small rent or payment of rent. And we should be talking about a big thing. And somebody hear what I said? In fact, this week I told God, there are things I wrote to God. I said, no. I said, Pastor, no. I wrote 7 things. I said, no, it can't happen anymore. It can't happen. I should walk with my head high when I'm in the Anglican church. Not to say that KCMI is doing that. And it is coming. And it's happening. And whether you say amen or no amen, whether you like it or not, God will send somebody and he will clear all over the depths of this church. It is the realm I'm going to enter now. Not this realm I'm looking at you. It's a realm beyond despair, beyond where we are. Am I speaking to someone in the house? If I can't, others will there. God will send them for me. Am I speaking to someone in the house? And God will use you also. Don't say. I say, God will use you. Tell your number, say, Lord, use me. I know if God bless you, you will not come. Because some of you are like that. But that shall not be your portion in Jesus' name. Don't worry, I'm not saying you will not, you'll be there in Jesus' name. Because I've seen this ministry, people are blessed and they have been a blessing to this church. Seriously, I can't. But I want more, amen. More of that. So please, for your information, first to start with you, before I start my message, in case you want to escape me, I will forget. We need at least you can give to this church, 100 riyals, just to support this whole payment. Not for me. Every year we do it, but this year we've not done, correct? Right or not? No, come on, right or lead us. So please, just to support this work, from now, we are giving you from now till 1 month, this month end, and what again? October ending. It's a free will offering. Please, I beg you, write it that this is more. From the least we give is 100. Just 100. Amen. 100 and up means you can give as much as the Lord leads you. But the least for your sake is that amount. Am I communicating to someone? I will not repeat myself on this one. If God is leading you, we will not beg you, and I will never beg. Because in this ministry, the pastor said it last week. Yes, that's the truth. I have never begged, and I will not beg. I live by my size per time. We don't beg, but we have asked you for your own blessing. And if you don't do it, it will be cleared. So don't worry. Shout a louder amen. But if you want to tap into it, this is opportunity. And I understand. I know it's part of the message, not, but it's okay. It's just a blessing. Leap into another rain. Please tell your neighbor, say, please leap to another rain. Can you one day wake up and say, God, I'm giving you 100? Why will you be? Are you not tired of giving 1 riyal as an offering? I'm not to provoke you now. Are you not tired of giving 1 riyal? Thank you. If you are not tired, then there's something wrong with you. This alone is 4 riyals. 2 hours, 8 hours, 8 riyals. So multiply by 380 seats. That's what we pay. This is empty, 8 riyals is gone. Plus 2, how much? 16 riyals is gone. Plus this. This seat alone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 seats are empty. 7 times 16. How much is that? 7 times 16. Huh? About 100. Just that seat alone. 130 something riyals is gone. That seat alone, my daughter. So calculate the empty ones. That's why God brought you here to be a blessing. So that, because people are coming, oh, amen. People will occupy the seats. But whatever you are doing now is just a seed for their tomorrow. Am I speaking to someone in the house? Because I'm making it plain to all of you so I don't look at if something is happening in this church usual. But I know one thing, that God is at work. What did I say? God is what? At work. And nothing we have. He will do what he wants to do. And so today, I believe that someone should wake up in his mind and say, God, I'm going beyond the level I am today. It's enough. It's enough. I'm tired of sitting. I want something to happen to my life. Please, our pivotal scripture is 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 40 to 49. Because Pastor has read it already, I will just go straight to the ones I would want us to go. Yes, for those who came late, you can read it with us. But for now, I want to concentrate. Amen. on few verses. Now, the Bibles we're about to look into, it talks about the resurrection of the body. It defines the type of bodies. It defines the type of the glory that we shall be in. And if you go further, it tells us about the heavenly bodies and the earthly bodies. Amen? Are you with me in the house? Come on, I say, are you with me in the house? Now, King James talks about the celestial body and what? The terrestrial body. Okay, let's read it, please. Let's read it. Let's read it quickly. Thank you. So there's not. All right. Hallelujah. Are we there? Let's start from verse, I think 40. Yes, 40 will be okay. 40 will be okay. 40 will be okay. Now, there are also celestial bodies, and there are what? There are what? Terrestrial. But what? But the glory of what? Just give me a few minutes. I'm sorry. I need to get on to King James. I was reading. Now, 1, 2. All right. Now, there are also celestial bodies. Don't forget about those languages. Eh? Don't worry. Celestial here talks about what? Amen. The heavenly bodies. Amen. That's celestial. Now, the bodies. And there are what? Bodies what? Terrestrial, which is earthly. But the glory of the celestial is one. Can I hear say it's one? The glory of the terrestrial. Please keep following. 41. Come on. Then there is one glory of what? And another one? Another one? Another one? Are the stars what? Different from another star in glory. Are they the same glory? From this scripture, is it the same glory? Come on, tell your number, say it's not the same glory. There are levels of glory. There are reigns of glory. Come on, help me. Turn to the person. Say there are reigns of glory. What is your reign now? What is real? What is your reign now? What is yours? What is yours? Is it of a star? Or different stars? Even in the star, there are different stars, right? Is your own reign that of the moon? Is that of the sun? Or is that of what? Terrestrial. Or that of what? The celestial. So which realms are you? And the word realm means pair, domain. To be in a certain level. Am I communicating? To be in a certain dimension that, in fact, you operate from that area. So it means that there are levels and there are realms you can go into. So the glory you see yesterday may not be the glory for tomorrow. Somebody understand what I'm talking about? So whatever you are describing me now could be just the description of me now. But it's another level. And it's another realm. I shall enter very soon. Amen. I didn't hear that. I say you shall enter very soon. Amen. If you go further, the Bible talks about the bodies are raised perishable. But they will be raised what? Imperishable. That the body is raised in weakness. But it shall be raised what? Come on. It shall be raised what? In power. That means God is saying, don't stay in that level of weakness alone. But there is a level called power. Amen. Somebody hear me or not? Am I speaking to somebody? Did you hear me or not? Now, there is a level of not just being natural, but there is a body, a level called spiritual what? Body. What I say? Hear the word spiritual body. Come on, say spiritual body. May I ask somebody, what do you carry? You have a physical body, right? But there's the Spirit of God inside of you. Am I speaking to somebody? And in John 3:6, what the Bible says? What the Bible says? John 3:6. John 3:6. Huh? Bible student. What did he say? The wind bloweth where no man knoweth. Hello? Can you project it for them, please? Project it for them, John 3:6. Let's see. I didn't say 16, eh? I know, for God's love of the world. Okay, sorry. Is that I'm right? Okay. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Can you go to verse 5? Verse 5? Is it this? 5 below, right? Quickly. Quick with me, quick me. All right. Go. I'm right. 6. Oh, you went to 1, right? Ah. Okay. Praise God. Now, which is born of the flesh is of the flesh. Just listen, don't worry. This is okay. And that which is born of the Spirit is what? So what are you born of? What are you born of? Are you sure you are born of the Spirit? Okay, let's see if it's right or wrong. Go quickly. All right? Just a few scriptures. I'm not going to. All right. I've got my Bible, right? Okay. I will go to my Bible. Praise God. Are we there? Okay. I think that it's time for communication issue. Probably when you project, it gets to that level. All right. Thank you so much for being with me. All right. Hallelujah. Are we there? All right. Now, in verse 7, what say? Marvel not that I said unto you, you must what? Be born again. Verse 8 is what I was looking. Thank you. The wind, help me out. The wind bloweth where is listed. And thou what? Hearest the sound thereof. But cannot what? Tell when it is what? Going and coming. So everyone that is what? Everyone that is born of what? Now listen to me. My friend, being a child of God means there is a transformation that has taken place in your life. And you are born of the Spirit. So it means it's not just that body you are. There is another realm of glory you are operating from, and that is called the spiritual realm. So when we say the realm of glory, you are not just equal with things or people around you. You are in a different dimensional level when you accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Tell your somebody, you may know me. You may know my coming. You may know my background. But you don't know where I'm going. Come on, preach to somebody that you are alive now. Come on, say, tell your neighbor, say, you may know me. You may know my coming. And yes, you may know my background. But you don't know where I'm going. Because I operate in a different realm. Come on, put your hands together. I am telling you, if there are people in their life that saw us, some of us, some years back, by now, they are full of surprise and surprise. Am I communicating? They are full of what? Surprises. They might understand you for who you are. You might know the best CVs of me now. That is your own CV. There is another CV that I have that you don't know. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking? They never say, I have another CV that you don't even know. Am I communicating to somebody? Am I speaking to someone? I thought somebody said a louder amen. I have a CV that makes the unqualified qualify. Thanks be to God who has God given us what? Victory in Christ. Am I communicating to somebody? He makes the unqualified what? Qualify. That's all. So when we are thinking, I'm not qualified for that position, that is your own thinking. There is another CV that qualifies me. Because I am seated with Christ. Come on, I didn't understand what I'm talking about. I am seated with Christ. Am I communicating to somebody? So wherever you are now, you are not just sitting. There is a level now you are sitting with Christ. And a man who sits with Christ operates like God. You operate in the supernatural. You operate in mysteries. You control the uncontrollable. You are not understanding me at all. You don't understand me. Have you seen a discussion where you are the one controlling the discussion? It's not that you know it all, but you just control the discussion. It's not that you are the subject or subject matter expert, but just that being there, you just control the situation. Do you think it's something different? There's something oil in your grave that you don't know that you carry. That is why when you come in, situation must never remain the same. Am I speaking to someone in the house? Because of time, let's move quickly. I have to end early so that I can pray early. I have to end early so that I can pray early. But I'm telling you, gentlemen, men and women in this house, glory means honor, means splendor, heavenly blessings, magnificence, preeminence, prestige, reputation, accolades, all illustration, or illustration, right? Illustration, right? To be an illustrious somebody. The opposite of glory is shame. How many of us want to carry shame? Who want to carry shame? Your opposite of glory is disappointment. Who wants to carry disappointment? How many of us understand what I'm talking about? You will not carry shame in the name of Jesus. I said you will not carry shame in the name of Jesus. You will not carry disgrace in the name of Jesus. Upon this land of Doha, you will not suffer disgrace. I didn't hear louder. You will not. You will not. You will not. I say you will not. You can't be in this commission and suffer shame. Makila Sutaba. I refuse it. Today, anything dragging you down, I stand under this altar, speaking on my behalf, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, that from today, you are leaping to a higher level. You are leaping to another realm. Am I communicating to somebody? You're leaping. You are leaping. Testimony is I'm leaping. I'm tired. Come on. Can somebody say I'm tired? I must sleep. I say I must sleep. Oh my God. Am I speaking to somebody? I gave one example. The sons of the prophets. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1. You read it. It's there 2 days ago. That was on Wednesday, right? If you read our nuggets. On Sunday, I don't know. Yeah, one of the days. You read our nuggets. The sons of the prophets came to a point in their life. They said, where we are staying is too cramped. Meaning, the place is too small for us. Sons of the prophet. That means they were sons of the prophet. They didn't understand that there's another bigger room for their life. Until the day they realized that this place is too cramped. And I'm speaking to every one of you. I challenge you. If you like, be annoyed with me. But as a father, I will provoke you. I will provoke you. Whether you like it or not. I say I will provoke you. And after this message, somebody is expanding. Somebody is advancing. I said somebody is advancing. I am not telling you history. I mean stories. I'm telling you what I have seen. And when I tell you, believe me. I've seen people in this land who came here cramping in one accommodation. 16 people. They can testify here. 16 people in accommodation. 8 people in accommodation. But today, they are with their wife. Today, they are driving car. Today, they are managers. Today, they are officers. Am I speaking to somebody else? Kibbutz was their breakfast. Kibbutz was their lunch. Kibbutz was their dinner. Am I communicating? But today, they can choose what to eat. Stop being comfortable with what they give you, 4 bedrooms or 4 rooms or 1 place, and you're happy that you're coming and finding a place. My friend, there is a room out there. Ha! I said there is a room out there. Bigger room out there. Bigger honor out there. Bigger glory out there. Wake up! It shall be delivered to you. There are many people here can testify of what I'm talking about. They can testify of it. My friend, stop closing your future and stop closing your heaven by your thinking and your mentality. Is somebody hearing me? That does that not challenge you? Does it not challenge you? Mordecai, a security man. Mordecai, go there and ask, check your Bible. Mordecai was what? A gate man means security now. Huh? Shebi? Promotion is a... Security server, I think, is higher than even Gitima. I don't know whether it's called correct. Because there's a level of security and there's a level of Gitima. Because Gitima had to open gate only, but security takes off. So he was in the low level, the low cadre of security. In a strange land. Tell your number, say, in a strange land. Tell your number, say, did he hear? Not in his country. He was a security or gate man in a strange land. Am I communicating? Then God said, Saul, it's time to leap to another realm. I have seen you faithfully as a security man or as a gate man, serving me, committed. You did not deny me. I'm speaking to someone here. Oh, I wish that person is here. That person is here. That person is here. Mordecai, Lagadusataya. God saw his commitment to church. God saw his commitment to the kingdom of God. God saw that in choir he was there. Not when you want to sing, you come around for choir practice. I speak. I got before they look for me here. Around here. I speak to some of you here. Because I know some people will say, "Daddy, what is that is coming? You think I don't watch? When you want to come and sing, that is when you come for practice. But when it is practice, you are not there. I'm seeing all of you." It's good to have a good pastor like me. Tell you straight. Finish, class. I go my way. And I don't hold anything against anybody, please. Praise the Lord. Am I speaking to somebody? But don't play, because he was committed. Behold, one day God woke up and said, "Son, it is your time." Even though there was a degree. Liga, Lubu, Suta, Igra, Suta. I'm coming up. Even though there was a degree, government degree. The land degree. But men's decree is not God's decree. If they tell you, not job, who told you there are job? Decree says there are job. God, heavenly decree said there is promotion. Heavenly decree said there is marriage in Doha. If they tell you nobody has married in Doha, you're a liar. I have waited so many. There is. That was a decree. Reversing the situation. But God said, no, that is your own decree. I have another one for you. I have another one. You are not just going to be a gate man, but you're going to be the second in command. I command that grace fall on you now. Maybe you are doubting what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, Bible student, Jesus entered a different level. He has the glory already. But do you know why on earth, or why with us, he had four levels of glory, four dimensions of glory? The first glory appeared when he was born. The angels came, right? Bible student, I don't have time this. The angels came, right? What is it? Glory in the highest. Amen. Good news to man. That was it. The second glory, when he went for baptism. Are you understanding now? The heavens what? Help me out. What happened? The heavens what? Open. And what happened? There was a voice and announcing another glory. He entered. Jesus himself. He entered diverse glory. And that was not one. For God to announce into his word. We are meant to understand the book of John chapter 2. He said he came to Cana of Galilee. And there was no wine, right? The wine got finished. John 2, right? The wine got what? Finished. Another level of glory. And the mother said, "There is one man I know. He's about to enter another glory." At that time, it was in secret and in the house. Nobody knows Jesus. Hey, I'm praying for someone now. I'm praying for someone right now. Nobody saw him, but the mother knew who he was. Am I communicating? But he has not been announced to his word. Please, are you with me in the church? Please, follow me just for a few minutes. The announcement that was made by the angel was just him and his own few disciples and John's what? Disciple. Right? You know, it was in the wilderness, right? So it was not everybody that knew. But now for him to come from that level to another ring, we are made to understand that he just said, "Okay, all right, fill the pots with water." And they did. He said, "Draw." Fill it and draw. By the time they draw, they discover that this wine is even better than the wine they have been preparing for years. I may say to somebody, who told you? I don't care the wine you have been preparing. I don't care the level you have been operating for 10 years or 15 years. My next level is going to leap. I don't know whether you're understanding what I'm talking about. My next level is going to leap, jump. I don't know. That's why it's called leap into another realm in the name of Jesus. Can you imagine a daughter testifying that times 3? So it means even if you have been daughter taking 100, I know what I'm saying, and then they move to 150, you are happy. Or whatever, example. or 200,000 or 2,000, whatever. And then you're happy. But suddenly, 1 month, all the years, God said, nah, it's time for 3 times. Gentlemen, the man, the chairman of the occasion, said, how's it possible? How's it possible? My friend, there are things that God is going to do in this reign that is unexplainable. Yes. I am telling you, it's what? Unexplainable. Yes. What is going to God do for you in this land is unexplainable. Yes. It is not unquantifiable. It's unquantifiable. Am I communicating to somebody? It's going to be so mysterious that people will seek to ask you, how did it happen? Yes. My friend, the man said, how come? Then hear the word the Bible says, and therefore manifested forth his glory. That means that time people saw this is a different man. From people from today, people will see you. Because of time, if you watch the scripture, he had another glory. That is called the mountain of transformation. That one was... help us to reach that level. You know, most of us are still in the same level. Oh, hear ye the voice of the Lord. This is my song. Hear him. Level 2. What did I say? Level 2. Up to now, some of us have not reached level 3. Jesus entered to level 4. Level 3 was walking of miracles, whatever he says. He doesn't need to wait. He didn't say, let's fast for 21 days. All the prayers you had, God answered. I didn't ask them for 21 days fasting and prayer. Why should I punish you? When God said, I can supply your need according to your riches in glory by Christ. Did he say you should fast for 21 days? Daughter, did he say so? The word of God is instant. It's called instant, instant plus. Instant become instantaneous. You guys don't understand what I'm talking about. You must reach that level. Tell us, I must reach that level. He reached a level called transformation. That one, we say, Peter himself, we know everything. You know Peter with his mouth. When he saw this one, he said, about that. I give up. We're here. We know they go again. Peter, Jonas, this one. I have never seen this kind of glory. Baba, we know they go. Let's just make a tent and stay in this church. Let's make it. May you reach that level. Oh my God, I'm not with you. Anybody is not. You know what? You know, I'm jealous with some of you in this church. You know why? We're jealous. Godly jealous. There's a massive honor that God is going to give you in this church. I say godly jealous, because I will never be jealous of anybody. And it's coming your way now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I said receive it in the name of Jesus. I said receive it in the name. And the last glory will be the one that all of us will be in heaven together. And that was in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, if you read your Bible. Chapter 1. That this time he came with a glory. That the disciples couldn't understand who this man is. Hallelujah. Oh God, help us. Oh God, help us. Those things I told you, you can get in John chapter 1, verse 14. Matthew 3:16, please write it down. Those glory I told you, you can just make it as a reference quickly so we can go further. John 1:14, Matthew 3:16, John 2:11, John 2:11, Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 33. Please, one by one, please write them quickly. The first glory, second, third, and all that. Okay? And Acts of Apostles chapter 1, 8 to 9. I start again, the first, John 1:14, John 3:16, Matthew 3:16, John 2:11, Luke 9:28 to 33, and the last there is Acts of Apostles chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. Briefly, as I close to pray, please just be with me and silently understand this. I just want to give a summary of what I just told you. Briefly before we pray. That dream is called The realm of the supernatural, which I told you now, right? I said it is the realm of what? The supernatural. Number one, it's called what? The realm of what? Just the summary of my teaching. Just the realm of what? The supernatural. Where you operate in the class of God. Moses became a god to Pharaoh, right, gentlemen? He became what? A god what? To Pharaoh. He wasn't ordinary. So this is where God wants to take you and me to. Remember Paul and Silas? Supernatural. Acts of Apostles chapter 13. The Bible said the people called them gods. You know what I'm saying? They was? Say gods have come what? In the likeness of men. Who might be like you? Leaping to a different level of realms. You can operate like that. Decree it in, and it shall what? Be established. How many of us know the incident in the island of, is it Pergamos? Or island of Patmos, right? Island of Patmos. I'm not sure it's Patmos or. I was talking about in Acts of Apostles chapter 28, you hear that story. Where the snake came and beat who's on it? Paul. The people were saying, no, this man is a sinner. But the guy just wiped it up. Am I communicating? And threw it into the fire. And they are waiting for him to die. My friend, those who want you to die, they will die first. Your amen look like a weakling amen. Amen. That is the kind of rain that people are waiting for your fall. But they see you rising. That's the rain I'm talking about. They're giving up and say, no, yeah, punishment, punishment, punishment. But that was not. It is called the realm of living in abundance. I never lack anything. I quoted that Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. I think I showed something like that. Amen. In the discussion. It is called number three, right? Number three, it is called the realm of operating in mysteries. You are just, nothing stops you. You're going and you're coming out. People cannot define it. John 3:8. They cannot define it. People like Joseph, in Genesis chapter 43, he came to a point and said, tell my father, let him come and see my glory in Egypt. Read it. My glory, come and see my glory. It's a mystery. He went there as a prisoner, but he became the prime minister. Mystery, something you don't understand. That job, you may not understand where God is taking you to. Very soon you become the MD. Yeah, amen. So loud. Because of time, I want to end up with this. It's so much to talk, but I can't because of time. It's a realm where you move from performance to impact. This, what did I say? From performance what? To impact. You are singing. It's not performance anymore. You are preaching. It's no more performance. It's an impact. It's a realm where you move from being an orator to an oracle. Where you become a voice among men. I'm telling you. You don't speak anyhow. You don't talk anyhow. But when you decree, it came to pass. Let me ask you. And I round up with this testimony. Which Papa Debo you were sharing, and I'm happy. And I want to just give one or two of those testimonies. I round up to pray with you. There was a young man in his testimony who ran to London because of persecution after giving his life to Christ. So because he ran out there, he has no jobs. He has no paper. So he was doing menial jobs. As a round up, please. While doing that, my menial jobs, there was one man, an Arab man who came to London, and all the people he met, everybody was speaking English. Very rich guy. First day, second day, there was nobody to help him to translate and all that. And then he went to eat. He met this young man. And then, while the man was talking, and he came to bring it and said, he greeted in Arab. And I said, you understand Arab? He said, yes. I need somebody who will help me to interpret for me. And he came with money to buy property in London. Hello? Somebody hear me? And then he said, I just needed you to work for me for 3 days. I want to acquire the property. You know what I'm saying? So once I get the property, this is your commission. Did you know? The young man said, I'm willing. And he offered himself. As I'm talking right now, as Daddy said it, I quote it clearly. He said, I will give you £1 million for each day. £1 million for each day. For 3 days. How many of them? He succeeded in buying the property. The brother jumped from a pauper, from menial job, to be a millionaire. Realm of glory. 3 days! I'm running it because this is outstanding. That when we are talking, some of you don't understand. A young man met him. He wanted to start a business. And then the guy, at that time, he started a business and was running a filling station. As I round up, he had 11 filling stations. And so he said, I ministered, and after preaching, the young man gave me $10,000. He gave me what? $10,000. Dollars. This time it's the second testimony. That one is gone. And after he gave me $10,000. And I told him that by this time next year, God will give you more. He said, after 1 year, the young man came. From 11 filling stations, it became 110 filling stations. Why am I saying to some of you here? You don't need this God. Stop limiting God. Stand up. I'm going to pray. Those who need a change of job, just come here now. Time, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for healings. It's a healing and miracle service. And after that, I pray for healing. And choir, please come around because it's your time. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Already you have had the word. I'm not going to touch. It's not going to be preaching and lay hands on anybody. It's just a prayer of faith. It's a prayer of faith. So, gentlemen, it's a prayer of faith. 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 It's a prayer of faith leaping to another realm of glory. There's something that God is even doing that is in me, in my life, that is amusing me right now. I can't say it right now. I'm telling all of you. You understand what I'm talking about? There must be a change. Lift up your hands. At least it's just faith now. Take it. I told God, whatever is hanging for you is released. Oh my God. I say it's released. The other day I was telling the church, I said, don't you know that every day there is promotion? There are jobs in Doha. There are millions entering our people's account. There are businesses blossoming. I told them. I said, so for your sake, I trap your miracles. Amen. For your sake, may you witness this realm in the name of Jesus. Amen. For your sake, may the job be delivered now. Amen. I say, shall be delivered now. Testimonies are coming your way right now. I command organizations to open for you, to come for you, looking for you. That CV, it is you. That position, it is you. Receive it now. I said, receive it now. So shall it be. We shall hear of testimonies very soon. In Jesus' precious name. Put your hands as you go back. As you go back. I'm praying for the sick. I am praying for the sick. Quickly. I am praying for the sick. Quickly. Yes, those who are sick, come on, come here. Thank you, I will soon finish, don't worry. It's a prayer of faith, so it comes as you are. I'm praying for the sick. God bless you if you are sick, come here right now. Thank you so much, thank you in your body. I pray for you right now. It's a miracle and healing service. It's a miracle and healing service. It's a miracle and healing service. La ba ba bo shataya ba la ba. Yege ba bo shoka pra da 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 da. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you. We worship you. Come on, quickly. God bless you. Thank you. Please lay hands on your head right now. Whoever is sick, even if you are not here, out there, lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on yourself right now. Lay hands on yourself right now. Lay hands on yourself right now. I'm going to pray for you wherever you are. The touch of God is coming. The touch of heavens is coming. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, as He has spoken by His word, I release the virtues. I release the virtues of healing now. I say, I release the virtues of healing upon your body now. Upon your bodies now. Since you have an earthly body, the earthly body needs health. God, our earthly body needs healing. The devil and his agents cannot control our body. Therefore, Father, any loopholes or the holes that are open and the enemy want to torment us, today, every spirit of torment with sickness, I command you out in the name of Jesus. Amen. I say out in the name of Jesus. Amen. I say out of their body now. Amen. That spirit out in the name of Jesus. Amen. That sickness out in the name of Jesus. Amen. That infirmity out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right now from your head to your toe, receive the divine touch of Jesus. Amen. The touch of God. The touch of God. Amen. By His stripes. By His stripes. By His stripes. By His stripes. Be healed. Be healed. Be set free. Be loose. Loose right now in the name of Jesus. Every sickness that comes as a result of demonic influence, I rebuke the devil and his agents, and I command them to leave your body in the name of Jesus. But the Bible says healing is a children's bread. Take delivery of your healing. It is settled. It is settled. You are healed. Begin to clap your hands. You are healed. I am healed. I am healed. Come on, jump up and praise God.
It's a new level. It's a new level.